This audio broadcast is brought to you by SureSpeak LLC for WholesalerMasterminds.com. Any redistribution or rebroadcast of this audio without express written permission is forbidden.
So, do I talk with wholesalers now? Absolutely. They can call the office, but if they talk to my gatekeeper will tell them, I'm sorry, Ross doesn't ever take unsolicited calls from wholesalers. She's trained to do that. And she's legendary. How legendary? My wife won't even call the office. It's too much. I know you're busy, Ross. So I'll send you a text, but of course my phone's on silent, so that works real well. It's an issue I have to deal with somehow, I'm not really sure yet. But, you know, the little bubble world, nobody can get a hold of you. But then the gatekeeper says the second time, thanks for calling, but Ross never takes unsolicited calls from wholesalers. And then she says, but he reads every email. You can send him an email. He will definitely read it. So it's not that I don't want to chit-chat. It's that I want to control the way I communicate. That's what I want. And they often say, can I leave a voicemail? And you know what Barb says? She's my gatekeeper. I am the voicemail. You see, there's this light on my phone that's been blinking next to the word message. It's been blinking since the phones were installed years and years ago. I think if you press it, it goes into some voicemail prompt thing. I just don't think I've ever actually pressed it. I don't think I ever will press it. Intentional. Is that the right thing to do? I won't convince you it is, but I don't want clients ever leaving voicemails. They're going to talk to a person. We will never play phone tag. They will have a callback appointment. You want to talk to Ross? Great. Are you available 2 o'clock this afternoon? How about 3? Can I get you at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning? You're going on the calendar. Wholesalers don't want long voicemails. We would get 50 calls a week if they could leave a 1 to 2 minute voicemail on my phone. But I read your emails, at least for a couple of seconds. And that's when Rob said, I can help with that. So I'm going to segue. That's me. Again, I'm intentional. Not better or worse. Not the best way to do it. Yes, I'm a productivity freak. I realize I'm excessive. Not everybody wears slippers because they don't want the sound of their shoes to distract everybody in their office. It's okay. Maybe a little freaky. I'm okay with that. But you can get to me by email for a few seconds. Best email guy I've seen, best topics, best subjects, it was Rob Shore. So I called Rob, said, Rob, can you do email? Because I actually read yours and I take notes. And he said, absolutely, I'll come in. So can I hand it? Well, actually, before I do that quickly, does anybody have any questions for me on that? Anybody glad they never called on me? My wife feels the same way sometimes. But I'm always home by 4:30. Go ahead, Rob.
Got a clicker up there.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
So Ross told me that exact same story. And when he told me the exact same story, I said, well, I have the crack in the door then. I have the crack in the door to be able to get through to you. How many people here are actually on my email list? I send it to over 4,000 wholesalers. So somebody here has got to be on it. You got one just yesterday, right, deciding between 4.5 and 4.5 and hopefully didn't unsubscribe. Let me take you through the metrics, okay? Now, you probably have seen something on my site. If you're a reader of Wholesaler Masterminds, I did something about best presentation skills, and one of them was don't ever show a slide that's got a whole bunch of numbers and statistics on it because it's really bad form, especially for all the people in the back. So I want to show you the slide. That's obviously not it. Go ahead and click forward.
I got it. Yeah, don't touch it.
Okay, go. That's the slide you shouldn't show. But I had to show it to you. And the reason I had to show it to you is I want you to see exactly what goes on behind the scenes of my business, okay? Because it's all about tracking and understanding about the email. So don't pigeonhole me. Don't typecast me. I'm not just about email or the email guy, but I seem to have found a successful niche because once I started doing some things inside of my business relative to email, the business started picking up, and I want to share them with you. This is all has nothing to do with compliance. So please don't judge it on a compliance framework first. Just soak in the data, and then we can always retrofit it back to what your compliance department will actually allow. Ross, do some clicking for me, will you, please? So I don't bother these people with the first one. All right, so the first one is sent broadcast. This is directly from my behind the scenes at AWeber. AWeber is the system that I use. Click one more time. Thank you very much. Okay, this is frequency. Let's talk about frequency. I was just talking to a wholesaler the other day, and they said, Rob, well, you know, I sent one email and nothing happened. And then we were talking about the systematized follow-up process that I work with all of my clients on. And the wholesaler said, well, I sent one email and nothing happened. I said, well, when do you have the second and third and fourth ones teed up? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you got to do frequency. Now, I just came upon this whole idea of frequency over the course of the last 2 months. I actually started subscribing to this guy named Ben Settle up in Seattle. Ben does an email every day. Every day I get an email from him, and I'm thinking, that is just insane. I don't want to read his stuff every day, but you know what? He's a brilliant marketer. Now, am I saying do it every day? Would you guys want something from me every day? Hell no. But every Sunday night at 8:15 Eastern time, you're getting an email from me. Every Sunday night at 8:15 Eastern time, frequency. Figure out what the frequency is. Is it coming from you? Is it coming from your internal wholesaler? Is it coming from key accounts? Is it coming from your marketing department? Is it coming from Salesforce support? Just figure out what is the frequency, because frequency is critically important. The next one is the subject line. If you can't see this, let me read some of them to you. I spend a lot of time on the subject line. When Ross said that he reads emails, and I said to him, "You left me a crack in the door," I have a nanosecond to get my fat foot through it. And the nanosecond is, I got to get you quick on the title. So what's the title of most of the emails that most distributors send to financial advisors? Big news about this product, or be sure to join us at this symposium, or the Foonman Funds, 4-star, high-low, small-large, inverse relationship fund, just got its 5th star. Who cares? You know advisors are just sitting there with their finger on the delete button, right? We all are. We're all inundated. So here's some of the titles. Simple, not easy. I'm giving you first dibs. Lila wanted me fired. Why wholesaling is like roofing, only different. Pool man jumped the shark, so I fired him. Top producers gone wild, ready for the fall campaign. Bad decisions in Bozeman. My girl, Whoopi, time to do my nails. And probably one of the best ones, which was done just as the market was crashing, was S&P downgrade resources for wholesalers. And also, CNBC says the sky is falling. What should a wholesaler do today? Would any of those maybe get you to open one? I hope so. So then the important thing is what happens underneath. And my system is I want to be able to tell you a relatable story. I want you to experience me. It's not fluff. It's not BS. I don't contrive it. It's all something that's happened in my life. I told a story about having my house tented by Terminix and what Larco did when he pitched me and how that relates to being a great wholesaler. So I tell a story at the beginning, and then I give you some links at the end. The whole thing is not very long. It's no more than maybe 100, 150 words. Nobody's got time to read a lot of stuff. And the formatting of a proper email for our brains today, our scanning brains, nobody's reading these long emails, at least I'm not. Your scanning brain says, I want to get short bits of information. That's why when you read my blog or you read my emails, you're going to see everything in 1- and 2-sentence paragraphs. My proofreader, my middle school teacher in Ohio that I use for proofreading, she flips out because in middle school you don't write in 1- and 2-sentence paragraphs unless that paragraph happens to only be 1 or 2 sentences. Everything I do is that way because it's scannable. The way that we consume, especially when we're flipping through the iPhone, right? You're just flipping through and just, what are the data points? Got it. So then what's the result of it? Because all of this is simply nice in theory if it doesn't actually work. So I thought I would just share with you a couple of the statistics. This is the scent. So you can see it started out with 1,243 going back into 8.8, and by the time we got up to the most recent one, it was 1,510. This is where the rubber meets the road. Look at the open rates. The open rates are 54%, 62%, 56%, 57%. Over 50% of the wholesalers I send it to open it. Do they all act on it? Some do, some don't. It takes time. I just hope I put out a good message with good content, and at some point in the future, you and I can talk about anything I might be able to do to assist you with your business. And then the last one is clicks. How many people take the opportunity to come through and look at something on my site? And you can see that depends on the percentages are a little skewed because it's percentage of sent. If you look at 64 over 822 opens, that's what, about a 12% click-through rate. So I get a 12 to 25% click-through rate on most of the stuff. So again, don't typecast me as the email guy. I do work with wholesalers, but I wanted to share this snippet with you because when I do my coaching work, I work with wholesalers on exactly what can you do to increase your connectivity with advisors like Ross, because he only gives you a nanosecond. Get that nanosecond through email. Thanks.